The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Normally at this time we do the Monday mailbag. Today, instead of reading an email that someone has sent us to drive@jacarandafm.com, I have a problem and I need some advice.
Yeah.
And I would love it if Rosie was here today. She's back tomorrow. She's still on her family trip up to Tabazimbi. But I'm going to run this one by you quickly. I'm putting together the list of groomsmen for my wedding.
Okay.
Here's my situation. I've got my cousin, who I feel like has to be on the list. He's like my brother.
Yeah.
I've known him the longest. And then I've got four friends, all of whom I've known since I was six or seven.
Yeah.
Okay. Only one of them lives in Joburg. The others are all overseas. Everyone's coming. So yeah. Everyone's committed. Everyone's bought flights and bringing their family and their kids and stuff. And I appreciate how long distance that is and how much it costs and so on.
Yeah.
But that's five people. And I only have three spots to stand up front with me.
Sure.
And I want to know, is it that deep? Like, if you're my mate and you're coming from overseas and you're paying money and bringing your whole family and bringing your kids all the way to South Africa, and you know you're my oldest and tightest, and I don't invite you to stand up front with me, are you going to feel some kind of way?
Well, I think it would be weird if I felt some kind of way if I hadn't been married. I feel like being a groomsman is for, like, it's a young man's kind of job, you know? So I feel like if I was young and then you didn't invite me and I'd never been married and we'd never done the whole wedding thing before, then I'd feel some type of way.
Yeah.
But because we've probably, like, attended other people's weddings and I've done the groomsman thing for other people, I'd be like, you know what? I'm just here to support you.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we've done this for each other. We were all each other's groomsmen. We all stood with each other. We've all done this thing. You know, yeah. We've been there through the kids and all of that kind of stuff. Like, we're tight. It'll be fine.
Mm.
I just want to know, like,
who are you going to leave out, basically?
This is my problem at the moment. And my fiance keeps going, like, listen, hey, have you finalized your list yet? Have you asked them? And I've, like, made invites for everyone. I've got all five names, but I haven't sent them yet because I can't. I don't know how to decide which of my best friends to leave out of this thing.
What if you make them your MC?
Well, this is the thing. They're all going to do other stuff. And the other thing is they're all overseas, so they're not going to be able to help with a bachelor's party. They're not going to be around to help in the build-up to the wedding. You know, all that other stuff that you get groomsmen to help with, they're not going to be there for that.
Are they going to make linen suits as well from Fortsburg?
This is the other thing. I don't know. Luzanne on the WhatsApp line. Rob, have a competition amongst your friends. Try and decide. So that's my question for you. Am I worrying for nothing?
But Rob, in this economy, just getting an invite to a wedding is a big deal.
Yeah, you see. And everyone spent money and they're all coming from overseas. And I don't know. Like, am I going to offend someone? Is someone going to be bummed with me because I've left two of them out and the other three are standing there when we all have done all the stuff together? I genuinely don't know what to do.
Sure. No, it is a tough one. It is a tough one. But I reckon, are they all married?
Yeah.
You see now.
You see.
I thought I was going to make it easier for you.
No. So, this is my question. Am I overthinking this? Do you think my friends would probably be okay? If that was you and you flew to someone else's wedding in another country and they were your best mates and they left you off the list while two of your other mates stood there, would you be like, no, he thinks those friends are more important than me? Like, I don't know what to do. So, that's my Monday mailbag today. Help us a blief. As I said, I'm sitting on five invitations. I can only send three. And I need to do this in the next, like, 36 hours. It's now or never. You know what I mean?
Sure. Okay. No, it is a tough one.
That is my question. 084-850-942. Am I overthinking this? Should I just go with, I don't know, there's no easy option? Would you be upset with me if I didn't invite you? Help us a belief.
The Drive with Rob and Roz.
So what do I do? That's the question this afternoon, because I've got my cousin and one other friend who still lives in Joburg.
Mm.
And then three mates coming in from overseas. And I've only got three slots for people to stand up front of me during the ceremony and be the homies. You know, during the day is fine. We can do the get dressed up thing and, you know, while the photos are happening and drink a little whiskey there and hang out afterwards. And everyone's going to do speeches because they're all good. It's vibe. That's fine. I need to whittle five down to three for standing up front. That's my problem.
I think I might have a plan for you, actually.
Yeah.
If you take four and then give one to Leah, then at least you guys have
then
both
we're four and four.
Yeah, you see.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Sean, Sean on the WhatsApp line. Rob, pick me, coach. I'm ready. I've been listening forever. We're tight. Okay, Sean, you're in. That solves one of my problems. Imagine. Theo, you know how many people have made that suggestion? And I'm seriously considering it. Maybe I should get my phone out tonight. Be like, write everyone's names on a piece of paper, put it in a bowl, video the whole thing, and just send it to everyone and be like, guys, I'm sorry. It's like the Champions League quarterfinals draw. These are the names that came out of the hats. These are the matchups. This
I think
is what's
you must make
happen.
Leah be the draw lady. She must be the one who pulls the names out of the hat, so it's not your fault.
Yeah. Dennis and Rensha are making the same point. Dennis says, Rob, you're totally overthinking it. Were you the best man at their weddings? And if not, did you feel bad or were you just chuffed to be part of the day? And Rensha also goes, Rob, were you groomsman at any of their weddings? I can't remember who I was and who I wasn't. I know I wasn't at all of them and I was at some of them, and I can't remember and I can't go back. That's so long in the past, like the 20 years ago.
So you see, then think about it that way, then maybe in 10 years time they won't remember either, so surely it won't be such a big deal.
I don't know what to do.
Make 3 people your groomsmen and make 2 people your flower boys. Make sure those 2 people who are your flower boys are the most outgoing ones so that you can have a party.
Ja, Zuna, yes, Rach.
Ring bearers.
Flower boys, my friend. Yeah, I need to make a decision today, basically. Okay. And I'm sitting here grinning and laughing on the road. I have no idea what I'm going to do.
There's turmoil inside.
There's turmoil. That's a good way to put it, Joe. There is turmoil inside, and I don't know. Thank you for all the advice. I genuinely think I might draw straws. That might be the fairest way to do this for everyone. Just let everyone know. So, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it. Next week, Monday, I'm assuming normal service will be reserved on the Monday mailbag. Unless I have another wedding-related question. In which case, Sean, on the WhatsApp line, my bestie.
Yeah.
We're coming back to you, my friend.